Muffed is live, fresh draft class, fresh tape to talk about. Let's get into it. This is the Ravens 2026 draft recap. Muffed! Welcome back to Muff. Ravens 2026 draft class on the table, 11 picks, anchored at 14, no trade up theatrics. Jesse Minter's first draft as head coach in three words, tough and physical. A guard headlines, pass catchers in trench bodies fill the middle, a defensive backbone holds it together, and Eric DaCosta even let Steve Bisciotti pick one. We'll get there. Start up front. Baltimore's 2025 offense surrendered 45 sacks and 83 quarterback hits, almost five a game, so the interior was where the math told them to spend. Enter Olavavega Ioana at pick 14, who Minter called the best interior offensive lineman in the entire draft. That's a hell of a statement for a mid-first. He starts at guard with the door open to center work this offseason because Tyler Linderbaum's departure left a real hole and the center class fell off a cliff after round two. DaCosta admitted he looked hard at trading up and decided the freight second, third, and fourth was prohibitive. Way down at 253, they grabbed Evan Berenson out of Northwestern, a Midwest grit guard with a 7.34 relative athletic score. That's a 0 to 10 grade, comparing every combine and pro day test to every player at the position since 1987. Deep depth flyer with a real athletic baseline. The passing game got the deepest investment of any unit, four picks. Jacoby Lane from USC at 80 is the headliner. Just 49 catches, 745 yards, four touchdowns in the Big Ten, but the efficiency screams, plus 0.79 predicted points added per play, the college version of expected points added, and plus 54.37 on the year. Then the testing, a 9.40 relative athletic score at receiver, top 6% territory since the 80s. Minter called him a big matchup guy, size, speed, length, catch radius. At 115, Baltimore doubled up with Elijah Surratt from Indiana, a producer. 64 catches, 806 yards, 15 touchdowns, first in the Big Ten and second nationally. The 6.27 relative athletic score is middling, but Minter raved about back shoulder fades and contested catches, and Surratt has produced at every stop, including JMU. He's also a St. Francis product, Baltimore tie. The tight end room got two. Matt Hibner from SMU at 133 is the athlete, 9.25 relative athletic score at tight end, top 8%, with 31 catches, 436 yards, and plus 0.76 predicted points added per play in the ACC. Minter had history with him from Michigan and called him a really physical blocker. Josh Cuevas from Alabama at 173, 37 catches, 4 touchdowns, 7.40 relative athletic score. Route runners profile. DaCosta wanted to leave with two tight ends. Done. Flip the ball. Baltimore's 2025 pass defense bled plus 47.76, expected points added, and generated only 30 sacks. The math was screaming for a rusher. Zion Young at 45 answers, 6.5 sacks, and 15.5 tackles for loss, second in the SEC and 15th nationally, with a 7.69 relative athletic score, comfortably above average for a defensive end. Minter's words, big, physical, tough, rugged. Then at 162, Chandler Rivers, the Duke corner, undersized, DaCosta said it straight up, but 4.3 speed and an 8.98 relative athletic score, top 11% at corner. Eight pass breakups, fifth in the ACC, the comp DaCosta dropped, Lardarius Webb and Tavon Young. Small, sticky, probably best inside. Run defense got one shot late. Rayshon Binney, Michigan defensive tackle at 250, coached by Minter in Ann Arbor, called a tough, rugged five tech with pass rush upside who lost 2024 to injury and bounced back this year. 35 tackles, 3 for loss, 1.5 sacks. Modest production, known commodity. The backfield got the most Baltimore pick of the weekend. Adam Randall from Clemson at 174. And Steve Bisciotti literally made the selection. 8 14 yards, 10 touchdowns, 36 catches out of the backfield, and a 9.45 relative athletic score, top 6% at running back. DaCosta's word, jackknife. Former wideout, runs routes, catches, returns kicks, physical. Special teams added Ryan Eckley from Michigan State at 211, top punter in the class per Randy Brown and the best holder in the draft per DaCosta. Don't sleep on holder grade in late round punter math. Pick of the draft, Ione's the foundational trench piece. Lane's the explosive matchup weapon. The pick is Lane. Day two efficiency stacked on top 6% athletic testing is first round traits at third round cost, and a 2025 passing offense that finished minus 16.32 expected points added with 23 passing touchdowns needed a ceiling shifter more than another interior body. Ione fixes the floor. Lane raises the roof. In a class mentor called Tough and Physical, Lane is the rare bet on rare traits, which leaves one question for 2026, the middle of the offensive line. DeCosta walked through it honestly. Centerboard collapse in round two. Trade up cost was prohibitive, and the pivot now runs through Drew Pinter, Jovan Gwynn, and Corey Bullock competing in camp, with Ione and possibly Emory Jones Jr. sliding to find the best five. If the interior holds, this class smashed. If the pivot wobbles, the receivers and tight ends get stranded behind a quarterback running for his life. 11 picks, a physical identity, two pass catching tandems, an edge, a corner, a jackknife back, and the best holder in the draft. Ravens didn't muff this weekend. They just left the hardest question for September. Muffed! That's the Ravens 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Ravens when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Ravens feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.